the tale of the Glasgow Girls. When I went to the bilingual unit at Drumchapel High, I had been teaching English but keen to give this job a try, teaching the Wanes, asylum seekers and the refugees to learn the English language and its Q's and P's. Well, they came from war-torn Iraq and Afghanistan, for Rwanda, Algeria, Sri Lanka and the Sudan, all different nationalities, languages and regions, and first they had to learn to understand Glaswegian. Now, the background to this spiel is that the Labour government needed easing public pressure down south, so they sent asylum seekers round the UK but messed up the Glasgow Fair because we had empty public housing needing renting and repair. But the locals living here had no wind of this. Mace gave a great welcome, but some thought things were amiss, that those just arrived got the hail jing bang for free. So sitting down together for a blether was the key. Information, get it out there. Education, no less mayor. Inspiration, get your community to unite and fight against racism and poverty. The school was challenged by those kiddie on performance tables with teachers working to dispel stereotypes and labels. The empathic ones who weren't hell-bent in promotion had been nurturing city wains with duty and devotion. Yet it was a challenge to take on kids who had suffered fear, distressed by family separation, war, and danger getting here. But in the base they curried, then slowly came around, and then got into mainstream classes with the new hope that they'd found. Amal's first day, greater heart to it. When I asked her, "What's this about?" she turned to me, a wee nod tearful, and said, "I'm just so happy to be back learning in a school." Oh, we needed experts in to deal with the trauma in the Wanes. Art therapy, music, drama, dance were keys to affect change. Richard Moran with Save the Children and other charities had the kids making plays and films and screaming melodies. Aileen Ritchie, the Paragon Ensemble, the Carnival Group, got the kids all together. They were friends before they knew it. And for the lassies and the laddies, Dane Sports was just the ticket. And we started winning trophies for athletics, football and cricket. Rosa fled Kurdistan, Iraq with Saddam's henchmen at her back. Rosa feared at first, but keen to settle down to learning with a twinkle in her een. And Drumchapel Wanes learned of other cultures, stories, songs, and started djembe drumming and dressing in sarongs. And we learnt what to call out in Somali when your goats are running wild, and the song you sing with sadness when you are burying a child. And although at lunchtime kids hung in their race and gender pack, and we teachers thought we couldn't find integration knack, the school was slowly changing. It had gone so very far, with friendly first years chirping, "How's it gone, Muhammad Omar?" Older Wanes, great for teaching. Older Wanes don't do preaching. Older Wanes reaching out to the younger Wanes and what prejudice is about. But crash. Just like the plough into the mouse's cell, asylum-seeking families were to suffer a new hell. Dawn raided, separated and forced into detention, ripped from their family home, deportation the intention. The Home Office, duty-bound to assess every single case, ran a racket cutting numbers in the numbers race. Illegally, they picked on national family groups, charting planes for removal of these wee low-hanging fruits. At school, asylum-seeking children just fell into the ground. They feared that they, their families, would be next to be detention bin. The Drumchapel children were appalled this was happening to their friends. The staff were shocked that these children were being traumatised again. The Heidi Wilson Blakey phoned to find where they'd been taken. Staff and pupils signed petitions on behalf of those forsaken. And seven lasses came together with one united aim: to do anything they could to get their dear friends back again. Oh, they were shaking. They were reeling. They were raging. They were bailing. School chums taking off at dawn. No, that's no right. No, that's no on. Now, this was well afore them social media malarkey and was real social history, despised by David Starkey. Locked up Wanes and Dungavel was beyond our comprehension. So we visited families there who'd been forced into detention, and the girls faxed and emailed counsellors and our MSPs. And with handheld cameras, we made two documentaries. And we contacted the media, getting features in the press, and we found ourselves engaged in the democratic process. Martin Coyle and Kingsway Centre was central to our cause. We started patrolling the estate without breaking any laws. Jean Donaghy and Noreen Royale stood shoulder to shoulder. They became Glasgow girls, but as grands, just a wee bit older. They would make sure that families would get some decent sleep. If the Home Office vans appeared, then their mobiles would go beep, and to the centre the families would dash less feared and less afraid, and the Home Office were thwarted. Another failed dawn raid. Home Office, inhumane. Home Office causing pain. Home Office, a racist institution. It's still no fit for purpose. It's needing dissolution. No, the Home Office didn't always have the upper hand. By tracking flight paths and aeroplanes coming into land, Frank McMaster was on the website, and without a doubt, he kent which nationality they were trying to root out. And the girls used the footage that they'd shot with Lindsay Hill, whose BBC films told her story and gave us hope. Until driven by Jassim Joy to Edinburgh, we'd been sent to take our campaign and testimony to the Scottish Parliament. Guy Wayne's a voice, they'll use it. Guy Wayne's a choice, they'll choose it. Guy Wayne's a good cause, they can be trusted to campaign for fairness, equality and justice. So what did we achieve? Well, some detainees were set free. After campaigning for years, there was a Scottish amnesty. Following a school meeting with a Home Office high hygiene, kids sitting exams would not be subjected to detention. Some families got leave to remain free to tell their stories. We got all party support on Holyrood, even for the Tories. And by challenging the system without raising any fists, seven Drumchapel High School girls became political activists. With the help of community groups and faiths and charities and support for the Glasgow campaign to welcome refugees, health and school trade unions, all civic society, we all worked together to set our pals and their families free. Let me name these lassies now independent women. Jennifer McCarran, Evelina Shewak, Amala Zudin, Agnesa Nurselai, Rosa Sally, Tony Henderson and Emma Clifford all fought to free children from detention. Nearly finished. I'll soon be gone. The campaign though keeps going on. So when tackling society's ills, do it with the inspiration, oh the Glasgow girls.